Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Yeah, so this morning I was kind of... Sometimes, like, I'll get up and I'll look at the analytics of our business and I'll do stuff in the morning, and it throws me out mentally before I settle down and read and do the teachings. And I always go back and forth, because when I started reading, when I really chose to read every day, I would do it with a clear conscience, like a clear mind. I wouldn't turn on my phone. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I wouldn't do anything until I read. And then it's funny how you just kind of go up and down, and your patterns change and your habits change. But once you commit, if you commit to reading the Word, just know that sometimes you're not going to get as much out of it that day. You know, you don't have to absorb every single day. I mean, it's just the commitment of doing it. And it's going to bless you, man. Some days when you really need it, it just will work on you and work through you and just fill you full of everything you needed to kind of move on that day, if that makes any sense. But yeah, so today I woke up and I was just kind of, but I was reading and reading and reading and reading, and I came through this again, and I go over this a lot, but there are certain verses that stick with me that I choose to kind of stand on. And you're going to choose your verses. If you go to chapter 1 of 2 Peter, it says, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace make you full through the instrument of having that epignosis, which is the true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice, and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the ground that his divine power has been given to us all things for life and godliness for the purpose of reaching the epignosis, which is that true and personal relationship of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. God, you have been given the divine power, the Holy Spirit, the power from on high for life and godliness, to develop a relationship with God. That's the purpose of having all this spiritual stuff, is to start to get to know God. Verse 4, by which are given unto us great and precious promises, that by these ye might become of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The thing is that we have the carnal nature and you have the spiritual nature. And they're always going to be against each other. The whole point of the law was to recognize what the carnal nature is. To know that there are things that drive us in the direction away from God. But once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're born new, you're born spiritual. And all these things are given to us to escape that corruption that lies in the flesh. Verse 5, and beside this, beside having the divine nature, beside trying to learn how to remove yourself from the lust of the world, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, which is that moral excellence, and to virtue knowledge, which is experiential knowledge. You have to experience this stuff. You have to experience life walking spiritually. And to knowledge, self-control or temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Again, it goes right back to the relationship with God. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. If you're worried about and stuck in a place where you don't feel like you're continuing to move on, these are the type of verses you go to. If you have virtue, and that virtue is having that moral excellence, if you have self-control, if you have temperance, but you're stuck, you just follow the next thing, which is that brotherly kindness. It's just a stepping stone to become a better person in the sight of God, not in the sight of men, in the sight of God. But it doesn't change your position with God. And that's the big thing about this, is your position is steady and steadfast regardless of what you do in this life. You are a son of God. You are summoned. You are called. You are going to heaven. There's nothing that's going to change that. However, if you are working on building and developing the relationship with God and trying to walk more spiritually, this is the way you do it. You find a couple of verses and find the things that you lack and start to change what you're doing in order to get to that next phase. Finally, verse 8, for these things existing in you and abounding render you that ye shall not be barren or ye useless nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. All these things resting in you is for the purpose that you're not unfruitful knowing and having a relationship with Jesus Christ and having a relationship with God. That's all it is. It's the love that God has for you, showing you what is the next step in your walk, in your course of life. Easy breezy. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for every single thing you do for us. I pray for the projects that are going on today, specifically the bench, that we can get that thing done, and it's a blessing, and that everybody's happy and everything's good. I thank you again for just what you provide and how much you provide to us, and for yesterday, and just the continual blessings of our life. And I pray that everything that's going on as far as with the buildings and the properties, everything gets done, and the house down south, that everything gets done, taken care of, and that it's a blessing, and that's all off our plate. So I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.